Hi, and welcome to Interviews with the Masters, brought to you by theoutdoorinsiders.com, your number one spot for inside information and quality gear. Today we have with us on the phone the man behind Whitetail Snipers. He's a pro staff manager or marketing manager for a number of different companies like Axe Broadheads and Carbon Skin Products and Stealth Step and Game Cans and quite a few others. Got no other than Donnie Yates. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, John. How about yourself?
Except for the allergy attack I'm having, I'm all right, man.
So if I sound we'll walk through that. That won't be no problem.
If I sound a little hoarse and I start coughing on you, I promise. We'll get through it. So I have the same two questions of all my guests. It's more so my listeners can get a better understanding of who you are and where you're coming from and so on and so forth. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Yes, sir. My name is Donnie Yates. I was born and raised in Mississippi. Moved to Alabama about 9 years ago. And I got into the hunting industry about 4.5 years ago, and it has actually taken me to places I never would have dreamed of. I have been very fortunate to fall in with some great people.
That's awesome. And this is all this came about because of Facebook, right? Because you built a
absolutely 100% through social media. Social media is one of the biggest marketing tools at your fingertips.
So Donnie runs a big whitetail group. Where guys get on there and interact about, mostly whitetail hunting. You know, there's a little other stuff pops up here and there, but you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, sir. Whitetail Snipers was brought about by George Hunter Mosier, which lives in Pennsylvania. He reached out to me a few years ago and wanted to know if I wanted to come on board with him, and I did, and we have grown that thing to, I think we've got right at 31,000 people in our group. We have a likes page that has like 16,000 people on it. It's kind of confusing because it's the same name, but you know, our motto is one shot, one kill. Big or small, we love them all. Doesn't matter.
I like that.
Doesn't matter if you're a trophy hunter, that's fine. If you go out and kill for food, that's fine too. We don't look down on anybody.
That's the way to be, man. That is the way to be. How'd you get started in hunting yourself? Like, not the hunting industry, but actually getting into hunting?
Well, like I said, I was born and raised in Mississippi, and my father was always...
Enough said. Just kidding.
you know, I'm the youngest of five children, and my two oldest brothers, they was, you know, brought up hunting, and of course... My father took me into hunting, and my brothers took me, and I just have a passion for the outdoors. My high school principal actually told me if I'd put enough time in the books as I did about hunting that I could go far.
Yeah. I'm having that same conversation with myself lately. If I put as much into hunting as I put into my other businesses, I'd probably have more time to hunt. I'd have more money to hunt for sure.
Yes, sir. That's the biggest thing is coming up with the money to fund all the hunts. That actually eats into your time there. So,
I know you've listened to the podcast before, and you know the way it works. Basically, is we get questions shot out of me specifically more than. But we compile questions from the Outdoor Insiders and from stuff that I get on social media and through my blog and other various websites that I'm associated with. And I just kind of like start storing them, especially the ones that get asked over and over again. So the number one most asked question to me, you think it would be about actually hunting, but the most asked question is, how do I get into the hunting industry, or how do I become a pro staff?
Yes, sir.
So you run some marketing, and you do pro staffing and stuff like that for a number of different companies. So that's why I came to you and brought up your chops with these questions.
Yes, sir. You know, and one of my biggest thing is you see a lot of the bigger names in the company. You know, they'll put out posts about every now and then, oh, you want to be pro staff for this company because you're going to get free stuff. That's not what it's about. If you have a passion for the outdoors like I do, you want to become pro staff like this so you can promote the products that you believe in. That's what pro staff stands for, promotional staff. It's not that you're a pro at anything that you're doing. You know, and the best thing that, the best piece of advice that I can give to people is find a company product that you like, start working with it, and just take it and start using it and sharing it on social media, tagging the people in it, letting them know that you're interested in it. And I, like I said, I've been fortunate to fall in with good people. Try to surround yourself with good, honest people. That will take you further than anything there is in the hunting industry.
Right.
Honesty is number one. And after Whitetail Snipers, I actually got my start with Axe Broadheads. That's the first company that I actually got affiliated with. They're owned by Antlin and Sandy. Those guys are out of North Carolina. It's John Young and Randy Buckner and Scott Garland. Those guys, if they called me right now in the middle of this podcast and asked me to get to North Carolina, I'd find a way to get there. That's how much respect I have for those guys.
That's awesome.
But it's just because of what they've done for me over the past 4 years.
Right.
You know, and I'm a very loyal person. You don't want to be known for what I call a company hopper. You don't want to jump from this company to this company to this company to this company.
Oh, yeah.
Flavor, you know. Absolutely. I tell, you know, whenever I talk to people about field staff or pro staff positions, I tell them, I say, look, if you get this product and you're not happy with it, you call me and tell me, hey, Donnie, I'm not happy with this product and I want to go in a different direction. That's fine. No hard feelings. Nothing. You're not going to get any hard feelings from me because everybody is not happy with every product that they get for the outdoors.
Right. Absolutely. And that's why there's so many different products and so many different flavors, so to speak. I'm going to back up the way you started this conversation because that's been my philosophy, and that's how I've actually got all my sponsors, is I found a product that I liked and that I believed in, and then I went and approached them. See, all these guys out there are going about this the wrong way. They're trying to hit up every single company, and first person that says yes, and that's why you get all these guys out there just that are just promoting things just to get free stuff, and the community and the consumer is catching on, and it's ruining it for the guys like you and myself that are really, you know, are brand loyal and finding things that we like first, and then doing it the right way. In my opinion. And I've been preaching it for years, and nobody's I guess I'm too small of a fish.
I get it.
Give a shit.
I understand, John. But, because the products that I'm with right now, I've been with all of them except for two companies, which are two new companies for over a year. And I'm not looking for other companies. I don't want anything else. I'm happy where I'm at. Just like yesterday, I had a meeting with Parker Bowes. I worked with them for 2 years before this ever come full circle. So it took me 2 years for me to get my foot in the door.
Right.
But I finally got my foot in the door. They're good people. It's an American-made product. They got a lifetime warranty.
excuse me.
You know, they stand behind their product. And that's what I look for people to stand behind their product, not just take on every person that comes along that wants to be on staff. You know, because – I've seen different groups have 30 different sponsors logos on their timeline page. That's crazy to me. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You know, how can you justify doing that and advertising for all of those? There's no way.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to play devil's advocate with that. I kind of understand it from a TV show standpoint because, I mean, you're talking about $300,000 and up budget. So
yeah, and I guess
it's hard to get money. It's hard to get money.
I should clarify myself on that. I'm talking about these people that are kind of starting out in the industry and don't have a TV show or anything like that. I understand the TV side of it too. You know, I've been asked all the time, why don't you have a TV show? Because that's not what I want to do. That's not what I got in.
And there's no money in it. There's no money in it anyway.
And I'm not really even after the money. I love the outdoors.
Oh, yeah, of course. But, you know, listen, if you're gonna invest time and effort and invest your own money, you got to be getting some of it back.
Absolutely.
Or at least breaking even. So, I mean, I worked off a break even for years and years. I mean, actually, first couple of years, I worked out a deficit. But, you know, I always looked at it as the way that I was going to be spending that kind of money hunting anyway, going on that many trips and whatnot. So I found a way to justify it, I guess.
Yes, sir. Absolutely, 100%. You know, and all I can tell these guys is, you know, put your best foot forward, do all that you can do, and it'll all work out if you're honest. Honesty is, I'm going to keep hitting that. Honesty is the biggest thing with me.
Right.
Because Donnie Yates is going to be the same person today, tomorrow, and the next day. I'm not going to think. That's one thing that has helped me, you know, thus far. And one of the worst things that anybody can do is get on social media and bash another product or another company.
Oh, yeah.
That's the quickest way to ruin your name.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, there's companies out there that I don't deal with. I don't even get on private messages and talk back and forth to people about it. Because in today's world, people will just take screenshots just to try to get ahead and say, hey, look, this person said this about it. But that's the way people work now, and I don't understand it.
I agree. It's gotten crazy because everybody wants to be in the hunting industry, and it's a good thing and a bad thing because it's kind of driven the industry having all these young guys coming up that want to be, you know. When they want to hunt for a living and so on and so forth, it's really a double-edged sword because it's helping sell more products. It's helping get more people into it.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
It's just helping drive the industry, but at the same time, it's hurting the industry a lot because not everybody is following the same code of ethics. Not everybody is posting things in a tactful manner or going about it where, you know, you always got to think about it as you have more than just your own audience looking at it.
Right. And you just said a word that I want to hit on, code of ethics. I know this on this last mule deer hunt that you went on that you had people pull up. You know, y'all's hunting is totally different from what we do in the South. I mean, it's nowhere, no comparison to it. You know, but, you know, we as outdoor men and women need to, if we're out somewhere hunting, show your other sportsmen respect. Go up and introduce yourself. Go up and say, hey, you know, where are you hunting at? I don't want to come in and bump you or bump your animals, whatever. Show your fellow outdoorsmen respect. Don't just drive by them and not even wave, nod, or anything, because I know that you said you run into that. Known as respectful people, and I think we're losing that sight that, you know, they're not respectful anymore.
Don't make it easy for the antis to paint a bad picture of you. I mean, it's
absolutely
simple as that. You brought up that Utah hunt. Sorry to cut you off, but I was having guys that would literally pull up 30 yards next to me. The way this mountain range is, all the roads are up top, so it was kind of nice. You didn't really have to hike to your glassing point. You just ought to have to hike always down to make your stalk, you know. So, but for glassing purposes, it was nice. You just kind of, you know, you drove up to a high point or whatever, and you sat down and you started glassing. And people got me wrong. I got bashed for making my comments. I don't own the mountain. I don't own the bowl. I don't feel like I'm entitled to that area that I'm hunting. It's public land. It's for everybody. Right. He's got the same tag. Hopefully he's got the same tag that I have. He paid his money, so on and so forth. But when you pull your truck up, and you park 30 yards from me, and you get out your glass and you sit down, and you don't even give me the hunter wave or the nod or something, just an acknowledgement, right, of a fellow human being is, you know, with an eyesight of you, that to me is just disrespectful.
It's very disrespectful.
My dad told me, I walk in a room, you say hello to everybody. You know what I'm saying?
And make eye contact with them.
Yeah.
Look at them in the face. Don't hold your head down. You're just as good as they are. That's another thing that these people in the hunting industry need to know. There's no one person better than you are. You're just as good as they are. Now, they may have a name built higher than you in the industry or whatever, but I don't get starstruck that this person can, you know, walk in, this big hunter, I ain't going to call no names, but could walk in and, you know, everybody's jaw would drop. Not me.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, he's the same as me. I'm going to treat him with respect, you know, and he's going to treat me with respect. And that has helped me a long ways, too.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one of the biggest things, too, is don't get starstruck.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, we could go on and on about it, but the moral of the story is these two boys from Arizona that were hunting out there, or it wasn't actually two boys, it was a father and son from Lake Havasu. Never met them before. They pulled up next to me and they say, hey, you know, do you mind if we glass next to you? Sure, go ahead. You know, I became friends with that. With his name is Sam Richmond, and his dad goes by Franny. And you know, we connected every day. We passed by each other, stopped, you know, shared. And finally, the last morning, we hunted together, and I was able to share. Sam and I both put a stalk on his deer, and he ended up getting one. Mm-hmm. Now, I helped them pack it out. I helped them, you know, skin it and quarter it up and pack it out. Had he not stopped and said hello to me, now we're connected on friends. We talked about maybe on Facebook and whatever, and we talked about maybe doing a hunt here in Arizona together.
Right.
That would have never happened. He would have just been one of the other assholes that, you know, didn't stop or acknowledge my existence. But instead, you know, he got somebody to help him out, pack out a deer.
Right.
He met a new friend. You know, we got to share some experiences together. And they helped me, too. Like, that very same morning, they helped guide me into a buck that I ended up missing. This trip was just brutal for me. I missed twice. I was ready to pack it up. I don't, you know, once I could deal with twice, and that was a kick in the ego.
That's pushing the limits, huh?
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, just, yeah, that whole situation was just, and I kept hearing from other guys that I don't feel this way, so, but it was kind of funny. I guess there's a term, they call them U-tards. I guess there's a conflict. Every out-of-state guy that I talk to is like, yeah, they're just U-tards. And I'm like, really? You know, I have a lot of friends that are from Utah. I mean, there's a lot of the Western hunting community and hunting industry comes out of Utah, and I've got a lot of great relationships.
Well, but, you know, that's where Ultra Pro X is based out of. Is out of Utah.
There's a lot of companies based out of Utah, but yeah.
Another thing that I would like to hit on too is legal hunting. You know, if you buy your tag and you go out, I don't know how you feel about it, but I don't like the word harvest. I didn't go out and harvest an animal. I went out and killed it, but I guess that's a Southern thing because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I guess that we're becoming too politically correct in this aspect of it. My opinion, and that's only my opinion, you know, and you got people on all these hunting sites, and social media has made it so much easier for the anti-hunters and PETA and all that to get on there and run people down and bash them for killing small animals or whatever. Hey, it's that person's tag. He has the right to feel it however he feels like he wants to feel it.
Within the law, basically.
Right. If it's legal, I'm going to support your kill 100%. And we as outdoors people have got to do that, or they're going to take away everything we have going. We have enough people on the outside trying to tear us down without it coming from the inside.
Right. Absolutely.
That's a subject I could go on and on about it. I feel very strongly about
I've touched
subject.
On it with several other guys that we've had on the podcast. It's just it seems to be a thing that I keep coming back to, or that keeps coming up with my guests, is that you know, we're our own worst enemy.
Right.
You know, I make light of it by saying, can't we all just get along? But
that's what it boils down to.
That in itself would help the industry and our cause leaps and bounds, showing a unified front. You know?
Absolutely.
And I'm going to move on to the next. Just to clarify, so the answer to that question is basically find the products that you like, start promoting them without getting free stuff, without asking for handout, and then go to them and say, hey, look, this is me. This is what I do. I've been using your product for 2 years. I've been using your product for 3 years. I've been using whatever it is, and I love it, and I want to be part of it. That's the best way to do it.
That's what I would suggest. Now, I know that a lot of the new people don't have that luxury because they, you know, some of the younger guys haven't been in, you know, that long. So, you know, but you don't want to sit down at your phone or your computer and send message after message after message after message to different companies.
Right.
Just trying to find something just to say that you're on sale.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like if you're younger, you got more. You got your whole life ahead of you. Pick up a couple of products, find the stuff that you like, and figure out why you like them, and then go from there, you know?
Yes, sir.
And I honestly feel like I should throw this all back on the manufacturers. Stop giving free stuff to a guy just because he's got, you know, 30,000 followers on Facebook if he's, one, not a good ambassador, two, he's just promoting just to promote. In the long run, people see through that, you know, and it just, I feel like it degrades your names.
The companies that I run style for, we don't give them nothing for free.
Yeah.
Nothing. Now, after a couple of years, maybe, you know, once you see, we always leave it with options to grow with the company, so it depends on what you do.
Right.
Is what the company can do for you. So that's another thing to keep in mind.
Yeah, but there's a lot of companies out there. I mean, just to give you an idea, I get probably, and this is probably conservative, 7 to 10 requests on, and lately it's, a lot of it's been on Instagram, where, hey, I have this product, you know, would you mind checking it out and whatever. So, like,
is a little bit different, John. You know, if somebody reaches out to you and says, hey, I want you to try this product to see what you think about it, you know, I don't see a problem with that. You know.
Yeah, but I know what I know. Okay, I guess maybe, and it's going to sound conceited, but you approaching me, a guy that's kind of established himself in the industry, I don't see a problem with that. But I know that same person that is running that marketing staff is finding every schmo that has over 15,000 followers on his Instagram to send that same message to. And he's not doing his due diligence to find out if, you know, Joe Schmo's got,
right,
you know, any kind of a resume to even, you know, speak of.
Right. I understand it in that aspect of it, absolutely.
If he's a guy that's just reposting everybody else's, you know, hero shots and grip and grin shots, and that's why he's got a great following because he knows what pictures to pick,
right,
that's not an ambassador, in my opinion. That's a freaking cheerleader.
Yep.
You know,
from the sideline. Yep.
Yeah, we don't need a walking billboard. We don't need walking billboards. We got too many of those. We got too many guys that flip from company to company to company. They go from one thing to the next, and they try to spin it. Oh, I found a better product, but it's just a better deal, is what it is.
Right. 100%
I get offered deals all the time, and I just, you know, I'm not going to let people get into the business end of myself, but to give you one of my main sponsors and one of the people I've been with for a long time, I've had people offer me deals that just blow what I get out of the water.
Yeah.
But what does that say about me? I've been saying that this product is the best product for the last 20 years, and I turn around and I flip it just because some guy wants to give me double the money.
That's where your integrity comes in at.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably financially stupid, but there's not a company out there that pays me enough to use something that I don't feel is the best.
I get it. I understand that completely because
my hunting's too important to me for me to just use this product just because somebody wants to give me money.
You know, I've had other companies come at me, and I've turned them down. And one reason is because of my loyalty to these companies and how they've treated me. Not only that I like their product, but how loyal they've been to Donnie Yates.
That's important. That's
you know, that, I mean, that's a great thing. Like I said, I've been very fortunate with the people I'm working with.
It's about building a relationship, for sure. All right, gonna get off my high horse. I'm gonna move on to the next. How do I grow my social media?
I'll touch on this a little bit, but I can't give all my secrets away. But the number one most important thing is, you have to get it seen. If you've got a social media outdoors page, you can't make a post on your page and let it sit there.
Yeah.
That's about all I'm going to say about that. Just, you can't let your post sit there. And, you know, try to find good people to work with that'll help you. If you've got a good staff in place, then the sky is the limit. I know a page right now that has grown, and he's got like, I think, 3,000 or 4,000 members on his page, and he's reaching almost 500,000 people with just 3,000 or 4,000 people on his page.
Wonderful.
You know, that's great to me.
So that's building your following with not tire kickers, but with people who are engaged.
Absolutely. You know, I run into it all the time. These people come to me and I say, well, how many people have you got on staff? 20?
Yeah.
More is not always better.
No, it's just not.
So, you know, but I run into some people like Southeastern Experience and Southern Life Outdoors. Those two guys right there and Fall Oak Outdoors, those three are going to be people to look for in the future. They're fixing to do some good things. But, you know, I kind of help them out more than I have anybody else because I believe in what they're doing.
Right.
You know, I don't mind helping anybody, but, you can start
helping me out.
Hey, I'll help all I can. You know, but that's one thing that you'll get from people that know me. They'll say, Donnie will help me if you know him. Not saying that you have to know me for me to help you, but I've had total strangers come up to me and ask me for help. You know, I help them out all I can. I have to keep my job security out there, too. So,
yeah, no, absolutely. My wife is always teasing me. She sees me answering questions. She's like, you just spent 25 minutes answering those questions. You should be charging. If you charge these people $1 a question, you'd probably be doing all right for yourself.
You
know what? But I'm just, you know, that's my job. You know, as a public figure, I guess to, you know, help, you know, propagate.
Well, you know, that's another thing. We had some people that done some things, and they let it go through their head. And I was talking about being small town famous and things like that. I, you know, that's not me. I don't care about that. And when you're conceited like that, it's hard to look into the future because you think you've already got it there. Mm-hmm. You know, there's always somebody out there better than you. No matter what you're doing, there's always somebody better than you.
Absolutely. I'm not even the best hunter in my town. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just a hunter, John. I'll just be honest with you. I'm just a hunter. I'm just a southern boy hunter. I love to hunt. So.
Same here. All right, so how to grow the social media. I'm going to chime in a little bit just because Donnie's been a little stingy with his tactics. I'm going to say content is king. You produce good content, build it, and they will come. You know what I'm saying?
Content is great. Yep.
Yeah. Not just any content. You got to have good content. Stuff that makes people get engaged. And honestly, I don't have the whole social media thing figured out because I know guys that freaking just, they got it so dialed in and they got the whole nation, you know.
Right.
They can post a picture of a piece of turd and everybody's going to, 1,500 people going to like it.
And something else that I do not do with social media, I do not pay for any post. I do not boost anything on social media. Never have. That's not what I do. That's not how I do it. I do it all organically.
Yeah, that's a great way to do it. I mean, Facebook is making it harder and harder and harder for people to see, you know. And I feel like nowadays, hell, if you're not giving away something, people aren't, you know, or
they aren't engaged. Yep.
If you're not begging them to like it and share it, you're not reaching anybody. You're only getting that handful. Like, I get the same loyal, you know, mm-hmm. group of 100 guys, and I'm just my personal page only I'm talking about.
Right.
I have 5,000 friends and like an additional 2,500 or something like that followers.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at the numbers, you think realistically, if I make a post, 7,000 people, 7,500 people should be able to see it. Doesn't work that way. The Facebook algorithm lets a handful of those people see it.
And, you know, I don't know what the reasoning is behind that. I don't really – well, I guess
it
is because Facebook wants to make the money, you know.
Yeah, to make money. That's what it is. They want to fork.
But there is ways around that.
It's ingenial, Facebook.
Right.
They make you feel bad about yourself enough to the fact that you say, shit, I need to spend money so I can get more likes and feel better about myself.
Right.
That's Facebook. Well, I mean, I hate it. It's a necessary evil, but I hate it.
And you just hit the nail on the head. It's a necessary evil because, like I said, I tell this to people all the time, the hunting industry is moving to social media. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. It's already there.
Yeah.
You know, and like I say, it's a tool at your fingertips. All you got to do is sit down and think about how you can make people see your stuff. But like I said, your content, you know, you're right about the great content. It has to have great content, but it has to be shared. It can't just sit there.
Right.
That should explain itself pretty much right there. So
absolutely. We kind of touched on my other two questions already, actually. We talked about conducting ourselves on social media and putting up a unified front. So my other question was, you know, how should we be conducting ourselves on social media? And this is a question that I adapted from other people's questions. It wasn't asked to me that way. But, you know, I think we already hit it on the head. It's just is being not necessarily political, but, you know, showing tasteful stuff, not bashing each other.
That's the biggest thing in my book.
And showing a unified front.
No, because you've got a lot of people out there that are not seasoned hunters that, that ask legitimate questions about, you know, they ask, like, what kind of minerals should I use? And you get a million different answers, which is fine. You know, that's fine. But then they post a picture of a deer that they kill over it, and people start bashing them. Oh, that's a little bitty. Why you shoot that? Why you shoot that? You know, some of these people don't have the resources to go out and hunt a 150 or 160-inch class whitetail. You know, we have to keep that in mind and treat them with respect. We, over at Whitetail Snipers, we do not allow any bashing at all. If you are, you're gone. If you're cussing on there, you're gone, because we've got kids on there. We want to be kid-friendly. Get your kids in the outdoors. I don't care if I didn't kill another deer in my whole life. If I could take a kid hunting with me every time I went.
What I'm posting, I could keep my cussing down to.
Right.
Well, when you talk to me, my Brooklyn Italian boy comes out, and my inner city starts, and I start dropping four-letter words all over the place.
Yeah, but whenever you're directing them straight toward somebody in a comment and stuff, that's what I mean.
No, I know, man. I'm just curious. I'm just making light of it.
but man, there's just so much going on in the hunting industry right now that people could take by the horns if they know how to do it and live their dream if they want to. I'm living it right now.
That's awesome.
You know, I'm not scared to tell anybody. I'm living my dream right now. I never thought I'd be doing what I'm doing.
That's amazing, man.
So
I'm happy for you. That's good. It's 'cause a lot of guys' dreams get crushed in this industry.
But a lot of them crush them themselves. you know, they don't know how to handle it.
Yeah. Well, it's not like there's a school to go out there and, you know.
Well, that's where I come in at. Y'all come to me. I can. I may have some opening.
There you go. There you have it, folks. You're gonna get an inbox full of PNs now.
That'll be all right. I get them all day long. You know, I answer everybody's questions just like I would answer your questions or any other hunter out there. You know, I'll talk to anybody. It don't matter who it is.
But you answer mine first, right?
Absolutely. Send it on, brother. and I know that we're probably getting close to ending this, and I'd like to give a shout-out to all our men and women in the military. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing today. Thank you. Y'all rocks.
Absolutely. Where can our listeners find out more about you?
I have a social media page called Donnie Yates. That's my personal page. It has I've actually got some people that has made fake profiles under my name, so you have to look it up. It has a axe broadhead as the logo on it. I've got an outdoors page called Outdoors with Donnie Yates. You can also email me at donniegame.cam@gmail.com, and I'll answer any questions anybody may have.
All right, so I'm going to give you an opportunity right now. It's up to you whether or not you got any specials or anything like that or any giveaways or anything you want to.
Yeah, brother, let's I talked to Gary Moore over at Carbon Skin Products, and he had what they call Glow Smoke. It was nominated one of the top 10 most innovative products at the ATA this past year. We're going to give away a Glow Smoke and two Whitetail Sniper decals to whoever you pick or however we need to work it. You just let me know and we'll get it shipped to them.
All right. So this is what we're going to do. If you subscribe to my podcast, I'm going to pick somebody within a week of this episode airing for that to go to. And that Glow Smoke is cool. I actually got some of that and used it on this Utah hunt. It's pretty neat stuff. It's just a wind checker, really. But
check your wind and low light. It glows in the dark once you charge it with a flashlight.
Yeah.
Or any kind of light source. It don't have to be a flashlight. You can use any light source to charge it with.
Yep. All right, man. Well, I want to thank you again for coming on and sharing some of your wisdom with us, and hopefully we reach some of these guys out there that are, you know, aspiring to be something in the industry, and give them a little direction, and hopefully, you know, little by little we can turn some of this stuff around that's not going the right way.
Yes, sir, that's what we need.
So.
Well, look, I appreciate you having me on, John. If y'all ever need anything over y'all's way, y'all let the Southern boy know, and he'll help all he can, brother.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good one.